Hey friends, welcome or welcome back to the Swoon Diaries podcast. I'm your host, Naz, and today I will be doing another rendition of Love or List, and I will be discussing The Impossible Heir with none other than the host of the K-Drama Musings podcast, Carol. Hi, Carol.
Hi.
How are you, Carol?
I am good. How are you?
Good. I'm so happy to have you on again. If you haven't listened to my Love to Hate You episode, Carol was on for that one and we had such a wonderful time. So I'm just so happy to have you back.
And if you haven't listened to my Dearest episode, Naz was on and we had a fantastic time. And it's one of the best episodes we've ever had. So you should check both of us out for sure.
Yes, absolutely. I had such a blast with you talking about My Dearest. Like, I still think about it and I just laugh because it was just so much fun. So much fun. I've listened to the episode so many times because it was just such a good time.
Me too.
Oh my goodness. And I knew I had to have you on because, for one, I watched this show and I was like, whoa, like, this is really, really good. And I was like, I really need to talk about this with someone because usually for Love or List, I do it by myself. But I was like, no, like, this is very robust and I need to talk about it with someone. And I was like, who can I talk about it with? And I was like, Carol posted about it. Oh my gosh, Carol, like, it would be great to talk to Carol about this. So Carol, I'm so happy that you're here. You took the time on such short notice to do
Thank
this with
you.
Me.
Thank you. You have no idea. I feel like this is going to be the best year for me as a fan because my three, like, I have Gong Yoo in a drama, I have Lee Jae Wook in a drama, I have yes. Park Hyun Sik in a drama. I just feel like I'm eating. I just feel like I'm
yes.
eating.
Yes. 2024 is off to a great start.
It is. And I'm here for it.
Yes. So yeah, so let's jump right into it. So I'm going to do the rundown, and this is from Asian Wiki with some edits. So high school student Han Tae-yo first met Kang In-ha as a classmate at his new high school. Tae-yo comes from a dark background. His father killed his wife, which caused Tae-yo to be mocked by people. In contrast to Tae-yo, In-ha comes from a wealthy Chaebol family who runs the Kango Group. Nevertheless, In-ha is an illegitimate child that is looked down upon by his family. Although In-ha and Tae-yo come from completely different backgrounds, they have certain things in common. Due to this, they become friends. Now as adults, In-ha wants to ascend to the throne at Kango Group and Tae-yo wants to succeed in life. To achieve his goal, Tae-yo decides to make In-ha's dream come true. Meanwhile, Nan Hye-won is a smart and beautiful young woman, but her life isn't easy due to debts that her mother carries. She gets involved with Tae-yo and In-ha. So, Han Tae-yo is played by Lee Jae-wook, who you may have seen in Alchemy of Souls, Dodo So So La La Soul, as well as Extraordinary You, just to name a few. Kang In-ha is played by Lee Joon-hyung, who you may have seen in May I Help You and Let Me Be Your Knight. And Na Hye-won is played by Hong Soo-joo, who you may have seen in Sweet Home 2. So, let's just jump into it. So, Carol and I are just going to just literally talk everything about these first two episodes. I feel like there's so much to unpack. But, like, Carol, like, what did you want to talk about first? I feel like there's, like, so much. Like, I don't even know where to start.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. So, first off, it's good to see Lee Jae-wook again. I think that he's an actor.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I think he loves the craft and he's amazing at it. And mm-hmm. so when I first, like when we are introduced to him and you see he has this natural bad boy, but also don't mess with me.
Yeah. Like
he has this, I'm chill until you mess mm-hmm. with me. And I just mm-hmm. love it so much.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So when the friend character, I forget his name yeah. now, but In-ha threw the plate of food at him,
yeah.
the tray, and then he turns around and he throws it right back. I was like, ooh.
Yes. Yes. I think I had the same reaction. I was like, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Exactly. F around and find out. So it was perfect. I love their dynamic. They have a very, yeah. I love how they met And you can clearly tell that Ijeowook's character went looking for him, if you will. And yeah. that's what I'm looking to explore. Like, who is his real dad? Ooh.
Ooh.
And I'll pause there.
Oh my gosh, I didn't even think about that, Carol.
What? That's the first thing I thought about.
I didn't even think about that. What the heck? Oh my god.
Naz, come on.
What that?
Because the person in prison is his stepdad.
Oh my gosh, you're so right. I didn't, that went over my head. I didn't even realize that was his stepdad. Oh my gosh, thank you. Thank you so much. I usually don't miss things like that. Like, how did I miss?
Wait, now you're making me question myself.
Like, no, don't question yourself. Don't question yourself, because I was like, dang, how did I miss that detail? It's very important detail. Oh my gosh. Oh, okay. It all makes sense now. Okay. The impossible heir. Like, what if Teo is like, oh my gosh.
Exactly.
What the? Oh my gosh.
Naz is having a moment. I can't believe it.
Like a whole moment. Oh my gosh. Wow. Okay. See, now everything has changed. Like, I need a second to like process. Oh my gosh. How did I miss that? I need to go back to watch episode one. What is wrong with me? Oh my gosh. Okay. Thank you, Carol. See, this is why I have you here. I'd have been loud and wrong if I was doing this by myself. But no, like, to piggyback off of what you were saying, though, about Ijeowook, he is an actor, like you said. Like, you could tell that he loves the craft of acting. And every single thing I've seen him in, even if the show isn't amazing, his performance is always going to be amazing.
Oh,
like,
my
no
gosh.
Matter what. Like, it doesn't matter if the show is terrible. Like, he's always going to come correct. Like, for example, I didn't love Alchemy of Souls, but I stuck around for his performance because it was just amazing. Like, he gave such an amazing performance. And like, even like, for example, like, you know, Death Game, amazing show. His
yes.
performance was a highlight in that show. And every time I've seen him in anything, I've just been blown away. He's just so good. And like, the minute he comes on screen, he just commands attention. And
yeah
so he definitely shines like immediately. In the show. And I think like you said, I love him and Inha's like relationship, their friendship, how it formed. It's interesting though, because like, first of all, I'm like such a fan of Lee Joon Hyung now. Like, I was like, I'd never seen him in anything, so I'm just like, oh my gosh, I love you. Like, his character is very dimensional, because like, he has this like inner sadness because of his family situation, but he's also like silly. But he's also has like a dark side. Like, there are so many scenes in the show where I was like, what is your end goal? Like, you know, because even though like he's friends with Teo, he also seems like there's some sort of like tension there. Like, he could turn on him at any moment. So there's definitely like this tense feeling I get with him that I was feeling throughout the first two episodes. But I don't know. Everything was just so layered. Like, there was just so much to like unpack. It just made me think about so many things when I was watching these two episodes.
You know what I think of their friendship?
Mm-hmm.
Inha knows that Teo is using him. And yeah. I think that was established at the beginning. Mm-hmm. And so it's very much, I feel like he is the one who caught feelings. And now he feels like, is this guy really my friend? Like, I know he's using me, but at the same time, I wish he saw me as a friend the way I see him. And so it's almost like, okay, I thought we were cool. Then you see him questioning things like, oh, why didn't he tell me that the girl lives across from him? Oh, that's interesting.
Yes.
Like, he's still thinking about stuff behind the scenes. The other part is, I know the show is setting it up to look like Teo is like the smarter one.
Yeah.
I don't think Inha is stupid.
No, he's so observant. Like, he is so observant.
Yes. And right now, I think because of the friendship that he has with tale and how it came about, mm-hmm. he's willing to play stupid.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, Carol, I agree. Yeah.
Okay, perfect. Yes. Okay.
No, I agree. Because, like, I feel like Inha, like, so admires Tao, and he just, like, he's like, oh my gosh, my friend. Like, you could tell that he adores him as a friend. Like, and I feel like the perfect picture of that is, like, the whole birthday celebration that he did for him. And you could tell that he just thinks the world of him. And so when he's finding out these little secrets, you could tell that he's, like, so disappointed, because he's just like, oh, like, I guess we're not as close as I thought we were. Or, like, you know, he just, you could see, like, the wheels turning in his head.
Yeah.
So, yeah, and you can, that's like that vulnerable side of him that's like seeking out love because he doesn't get it from his family. So I think it comes out in his friendship with Tao.
Now, here's what I don't get, though.
Mm-hmm.
Inha, clearly knowing who Tao is and how Tao acts, he knows Tao likes the girl.
Right.
Why do you like her too?
Oh my gosh, that whole situation. Wait, did you watch Love Alarm?
No, I did not. I'm not watching that trash.
Okay, well, good. You didn't miss anything. I regret watching it. I wish I could scrub my brain of it. But in Love Alarm, it's a similar situation. So, okay. Like, the second male lead, he has a crush on this girl, and on the main girl. And his best friend knows that he has a crush on the main girl, and he goes for her anyway. Like, aggressively goes for her, even though he knows that his best friend likes her. And he would, like, tease him and be like, oh, like, I know you like her. And the friend was shy about it, so he would, like, deny it. And so he just, like, went for her. And it was just like, why would you do that to your friend? So it was just kind of like, but in this show, it's kind of like the reverse situation. But I was like, what are you doing? I was like, first of all, I have a lot of feelings about this love triangle. I have a lot of feelings.
Tell me more.
Any scene that had to do with the love triangle, like, cringed me out, like, so bad. Like, that whole, like, the end of episode, was the end of episode 2 or 1?
Episode 1. Yeah.
Episode 1, yes. And, like, the girl had gotten slapped by, like, the loan shark guy.
Yeah.
And, like, they're both, like, running, trying to find her. And then Inha ends up being the one that gets to kiss her. And she was just, like, standing there, like, like a statue, like, I'm just letting this happen, like, I'm trying to get my way to the top, like, by whatever means necessary. I really don't know what her deal is. We could talk about her later, but I'm like, this is kind of like it just felt like a record scratch in this like robust plot that they were building. And we have this like silly love triangle with this like very, very, I don't know, I just didn't understand. Like, I get like it adds a layer of complexity, but like, I think the way they're doing it is like very like corny compared to like the rest of the show. Like, I don't mind a love triangle, but it's kind of like, why is this happening though? I don't know. It's just, it felt very odd, like tonally. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
What did you think?
I think that they may have brought it in early, like at episode 1, just to give us some tension and just to keep us going. Because if they bring it later, the way I see Tao's character right now, he's looking at her, he likes her, but he knows, I ain't got time for this right now. Right. I'm on a mission. I'm a man on a mission.
Yeah.
And for now, we're sort of seeing this show in a POV of from Tao and from Inha. We haven't seen the POV of our female lead.
Yeah.
And I think that for Inha, he is seeing her as, well, one, this is a girl who clearly has been approved by Tao. I mean, he's curious about her, so she must be okay. He doesn't just hang out with anybody. And he himself is curious about her. And then he's just like, oh, she's unlike any, of course, the usual. She's unlike any other girl I've ever seen.
Right.
And so I'm gonna go for her. But my thing is, you know Tao likes her.
Mm-hmm.
And so why are you making it unnecessarily complicated? Because the way I see it, it's also almost like, well, between Teo and I, yes, we're friends. He knows my family history. I know his family history. But right. I still have that, oh, you remember in episode one when he goes about just picking stuff? And he's mm-hmm. like, oh, in the town, everybody lets me have my way because, you know,
yeah.
they just know. He still has a little bit of that entitlement there mm-hmm. where he's like, oh, Teo has to yield to me.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I think the story is going to progress into, no, Teo ain't got to do nothing. Like he mm-hmm. he's his own person. And I think adding the girl made that tension.
Yeah.
Even more
apparent. Yeah, no, I totally like agree. And I like it definitely adds tension because even though it was like annoying and weird to me, like I definitely felt the tension. Like, especially if it was in episode two when she came, well, she at first said that she was going to go to Inha's house. And then she like ended up going back to like Teo's house. And like, she's like knocking on the door. And it was like so tense because I was like, is he going to answer the door? And then like, Inha calls him and it's like a whole thing. And like, you can feel it. So like, I see why it's needed. And it does give like an, I guess like another perspective of the dynamic between Teo and Inha. But I think because like, at this point, like, they literally still don't know this girl, especially like Teo, Inha does not know this girl. So I'm like, why are you kissing her? Like, what is going on? It just felt very like, what's happening?
Yeah. When she went knocking on his door, mm-hmm. I saw that scene as, okay, Teo allowing himself to, air quotes, lose his senses and just go for what his heart wants. Mm-hmm. And then getting that rejection or getting that slight. And now he's back at home. She's knocking on the door. He gets the phone call and he's like, nah, I gotta come back to my senses. Like, there's just so much at stake, and we don't know what is at stake for him.
Right.
Beyond his dad coming. Shout out to the dad. This dad is terrible. He's the same dad from Flower Honestly, of Evil.
He's terrible, really scary, and knows a lot of people. It's really scary.
I feel like if you have him as your dad, then you're effed. So I understand. I understand too.
Yeah. And like, even like, but that's such a good point you made about how he did like go against like his natural like nature to like go after her, and like it ended up not working out, and he's like, okay, it's like, you know, back to business. Like, I'm not getting distracted anymore. So like, I definitely see like why it was necessary, but I think I just need to like, I don't know. Yeah. But I remember just being like, like, I was like, what's happening? But like, hearing your like perspective on it definitely like makes me see it differently. So thank you. What did you think about Haewon? I have a lot of feelings about her too, but what do you think about her?
Haewon is trying to get out of the hell that she mm-hmm. has with her mother. Yeah. And I don't even want to think that she could also be an heir. Like, I don't want to go that far. I don't think it is. I don't think it is one of those. I do think that she is possibly just looking to make her life better than what she has right now.
Right.
And right now, I see her as very calculated in the decisions and the moves that she makes.
Mm-hmm.
I do think that she likes Teo.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when they went to Teo's place and she's like, oh, I'm going to the bathroom. And then she goes into his place and she's just talking to him. I'm like, I don't like people like you.
Yeah, yeah.
You're immediately using people. And the thing is, Teo is easily able to read her.
Absolutely.
But he has never hidden the fact that he's using Inha.
Mm-hmm.
But she's hiding the fact that she's using Inha from Inha. And so I do think that he's going to be more hurt by her. Now, if Teo is an heir or it is the son of a family, Yeah. I think that would be more devastating to him than, you know, Haewon.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I totally agree. She's very calculated. And I'm still, at this point, I'm kind of unclear as to what she wants. Like, what is her end goal? I'm not sure. Like, I know she wants to get out of, like, she wants a better life. But I wonder, I'm just, like, wondering, like, how she plans to do it. And, like, because I think she, like, intentionally sought out, like, you know, these two guys. And I'm wondering, like, what she saw that she wanted, basically. Like, so I'm just really interested to see how all of that, like, unfolds. Something else interesting that I had a thought, and this might be, like, a hot take, but I think that Tae-o had chemistry with In-ha's sister.
I was just gonna say that.
Oh, okay, good. Because I'm like, Carol's gonna be like, girl, what? And I'm like, no, there was something there. And, like, yeah, the fact that, like, we have a lot of time jumps in this show, it's gonna be fine by the time it happens, but I think it's definitely gonna happen. Like, there's something there. There's definitely something there.
I think
I can feel it.
Absolutely. I think both of them are very astute, mm-hmm, and they're able to read people. Is there something there? Hang on, let me see. I feel like she definitely has a crush on him.
Yeah.
He is tolerating her, but his mm-hmm heart is really with Haewon. Mm. If they're not siblings, I do think that I do think that he would make a calculated move to marry her.
Yeah. Yeah. 1000%.
Yeah. At least when I'm building the story in my head, I'm like, oh yeah, oh yeah. Because, you know, Haewon would go to In-ha, and then you'd have this complicated in-law situation. And yeah,
right.
I'm just building castles in my head at this point. But that's how I love, that's how much I love this drama. So
yes. But mind you, like, I had that theory before I realized that Tae-o could be the dad, like, part of the family. So no, it's a half-baked theory, but I still have to throw it out there.
Because I'm just like, maybe he's not the heir, but so far I'm like, why would someone move to that town, mm-hmm, go to that house and go mm-hmm watch the guy from the bushes, behind the bushes.
Right.
And then become friends with him. Mm-hmm. Like, this tells me you already know who he is. You already right know who the family is. Mm-hmm. And your desire to, you know, support him to make it to the top.
Right.
I feel like, oh my God. Episode one, was it the opening where we see,
oh my gosh, yes. I was like, who did he kill? Or, like, who, what happened?
I'm really hoping that's his stepdad sitting there. But if it's In-ha, I'm just like, oh my God.
Yeah, because I was like, oh my gosh, oh my gosh, oh my gosh. What did he do? Who did he do it to?
If it's In-ha, I don't think that's the end of the drama. I think it would possibly be right, like, two episodes before the final episode.
Yes, yes, so, yes.
Anywho,
yes,
we live to see.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I'm curious to see what that situation actually is and, like, what ended up happening. But yeah, like, you're right, because it's like, why would Tae-o, like, specifically, like, you know, target this family, this corporation? And then, like, even we see at the end of episode two, like, there's another time jump, and, like, he is, like, now, like, we're, like, working there. So,
and he looks fine.
He ooh looks so good. He looks so good. Oh my gosh. So yeah, I'm just like, okay, like, he's really infiltrated. So
yeah,
I'm really interested to see, like, what happens. I'm like, I literally, like, I don't know, the way that this show just, it was so fast paced and just so, like, rich with content. Like, I just could, like it was an hour and it felt like 30 minutes because I was just, like, so enthralled with what was going on. And yeah, like, the cinematography, I was like, this show is expensive. Like, it just felt very expensive while I was watching it. I was like, this is, they spent some money on this. Like, this is really good.
I agree. I agree. It is my first time seeing Haewon, Hong Suzu, too.
Yeah.
I didn't watch Sweet Home, but I think she's perfect for the role. At first, I was like, oh, I don't know this girl. Who is she? I don't know. Mm-hmm. But she's She's perfect. She's perfect. And I agree with you. Money was spent on the set. And even the cast, like when you're looking at Inha's dad, I'm like, ooh, this man is going to deliver. One thing.
Yes.
He will deliver a mean, ruthless Chibol dad. Like 100%.
He's doing a great job.
And even his power struggle with his wife. Love it.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Yeah. So.
I totally agree. There's so many layers to like what's mm-hmm. going on. And it's just, it's riveting. I'm like, yeah, it's riveting. I love it.
Yeah. Because I want to know, why did Inha's mom shave her head? Like mm-hmm. beyond her husband tried to kill her. Why did they run away? And mm-hmm. there's just so much story to tell. And absolutely. The cast, I feel like the cast will deliver something amazing.
I agree. I totally agree. Were there any other like questions or anything you had about the storyline?
Haewon? Sorry, it has little sister. Mm-hmm. I think she's very smart. Heju.
Yes.
I think Heju is very smart. Yep. And I think that she could possibly end up being the heir, if not mm-hmm. if not our theory.
Yes. But
she's giving very much, I understand what is going. I understand the power dynamics, and I'll use it to my advantage at some point. I loved how she went to him and she's like, you should say bye to me if you're leaving, yada, yada, yada. And he was just so mean to her. And then she switches and she's just like, okay, I'm done with you. And then she goes into the car and she,
was like, she's oh, like you're bawling.
You're so cute. You're so cute.
I know. She's such a teenage girl. She was just like, okay, like, but yeah, like you said, like it shows how smart she is. She knows how to play it cool. She knows how to play the game.
Yeah.
And I like that she's a free thinker. Like everyone in her family is so horrible. And she's just like, no, I love my brother. And y'all aren't going to treat him like trash. He's going to come over for dinner. Like she's like very much not, she's not going with like the status quo in her family, which I appreciate about her character as well.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Right now, I'm feeling like this show is what Reborn Rich should have been.
Oh my gosh. It was giving Reborn Rich. Like when I was watching it, I was just like, this reminds me of Reborn Rich. It's like messy Chaebol family, you know, people trying to like, you know, get up to the top and kind of like fight against their circumstances. Like I was like, yeah, this is, it was definitely giving Reborn Rich. I really liked Reborn Rich though. You didn't really like it?
No, I loved Reborn Rich. Oh,
okay. Okay.
I think it was one of the, I didn't put it in my top list, actually, but Grandpa's performance was what I loved the most.
Yeah, he was the star of the show. I think that he was the center of, like, the whole story. Like, it was really about him.
Yeah, exactly. But Sung Joong-ki's character, when I'm comparing it with Tae-ho's character in this one, Sung Joong-ki was amazing. Not amazing, but he was smart in that show because he had gone in the past and he knew all the new stuff that was coming. So he was able to invest. So to me, he wasn't that smart compared to Tae-ho, who's really looking at patterns, telling Inha what moves to make and setting the stage for himself. So I think he's a better character than the other guy.
Oh, no, I totally agree. Yeah, because Song Joong-ki's character was just using the fact that, like, oh, he's time traveled. He knows what's going to happen. And, like, but, like, it doesn't necessarily take intelligence to do that. It's just, like, it's just you knowing that it already happened versus Tae-ho literally being, like, so strategic. And he studied this company so much that he knows exactly what they're going to do and what appeals to them. And, like, what is going to, you know, be appealing and, you know, what traps are going to fall into easily. So, yeah, which takes a different level of intelligence for sure. Yeah. So, yeah, totally agree.
The only thing missing now is a wall of, you know, how in dramas they'll have a wall of everyone's pictures with a thread attached to each one. And you're like, news articles and this and that. That's the only thing that Teo is missing right now.
Literally, like, we just need to see the diagram.
Exactly.
He has it, like, all figured out.
Yeah. It's all in his head right now. Yes. But, yeah, I love it.
Yes, but, yeah. But for him to, like, even have this whole plan starting from him being in high school is just wild to me. Like, he was just, like, in high school telling Inha, like, I'm gonna help you, like, get to the top. And I'm just like, oh, my gosh. Like, he's really been thinking about this. Long time. So yeah, he's a smart guy.
He is. Yeah, that's what I thought of the drama. What did you think of the annoying big brother of
I read this comment on Reddit, and it was like, the older brother looks like he could be the dad's brother.
That's a word.
Yeah, because I thought he was the uncle at first, and I was like, oh, that's Inha's older brother? I was really confused.
Like, how old is he? Let me see.
Old is this guy? I think in real life, he's only 10 years, like, younger than the dad, I think.
Stop it.
Yeah, so I was just like, that was a little bit of a miscast. But, yeah, he's terrible. Like, he's terrible, he's trash, he's obviously very jealous and insecure. He treats the little sister terribly as well. And yeah, he doesn't have, I mean, yeah, he, I don't like him at all. And I feel like he's going to be a problem as the show goes on, because it seems like the second brother is kind of like, he just kind of falls in line. He doesn't seem like he rocks the boat that much.
No, he doesn't. I think that, well, I know that the firstborn is sort of like a stepchild to the mother.
Yes. Yeah. That's not his mom. Yeah.
Yeah. So her firstborn is the evil guy, if you will.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
He's the guy who went to the university and
yep.
got that strategic plan. Huh.
Yes.
But that's her firstborn. And then the daughter is hers. So I feel like her focus is on making sure that naturally her son inherits everything.
Yes.
And for the firstborn, he is just trying to win her favor, mm-hmm. if you will, because I think mm-hmm. he understands she does have some power.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
Absolutely. She definitely does. So we'll see what happens with that. But yeah, it's, the family is messy, but it definitely was giving me Reborn Rich. Like, you know, people just being ruthless and like, I don't care if you're my sibling, don't like him. Like literally just like treating Inha like he doesn't exist. And I think something that's always so crazy to me with these like scenarios is like, so you have a wife, you had a child out of wedlock with someone else, and you just like brought the baby home and was like, take care of my child that I had with somebody else while I've been married to you. Sorry. Like,
and it's so weird.
It's crazy to me. Like, you had a baby on your wife and like, you're just like, oh, okay. Like, that is insane to me.
Yeah. Yeah. I agree. And they do it so much. You're just like, damn.
So much. I'm just like, oh my gosh. It's just, and then you expect the wife to just be like, okay. Like, it's just so complicated. But it's sad that like, Inha is like literally just like, you know, banished. He's like in exile from his own family. He's not really like a part. It's like he doesn't have a family. And it's really sad because you can see that it weighs on him.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. I'm just like so intrigued.
Yeah, he definitely wants to be loved by the family. And mm-hmm. I think he's very lonely and thinks that he should have family around him while... Teo is comfortable in his loneliness. And he's just like, I got stuff to do, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's like, I have plans. Like, I got things I'm trying to build and infiltrate and do. And yeah, so you could say like they're very different in that way. Because like, even though like Teo, like he has like a goal in mind, like he would never like outwardly like express that he like wants love or like whatever. He's just like, nope, I have a goal. Where it's like in house, I feel like it's a lot more like open with his needs.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, it's just very interesting how they're different. But yeah, it was a very good premiere. Like I was just so impressed, and I hope that it continues to be as amazing as it started out, because I was like really blown away by the first two episodes. So I really, really liked it.
Do you think Haewon would ever get in the way of Taehyung?
Possibly, but yeah, if she was able to like somehow like make his guard come down, but it would take like a lot of work. I'm really wary of Haewon, honestly. Like, I don't really trust her. Like, I am like really, really wary of her. I don't know if I trust anybody, honestly. Like, I don't know if we, these are all to me like very like morally gray characters. So, but Haewon, like, because again, I'm very unclear about what's her strategy? Like, what is her end goal? Other than just having a better life, like, how does she plan on doing that? And like, it seems like she has no issue using people. So I'm just kind of like, let's say like she finally does get Tao's guard to come down. Like, is it going to be to his detriment? Like, I don't know. Like, I'm not at the point that I trust her right now. What do you think?
No, I agree with you, but I think that why we don't trust her is because she hasn't told us openly that, look, I'm going to use anyone to get to where I need to go. Yeah. Versus, so we're not rooting for her. And all of a sudden we're seeing her behavior as bad.
Yeah.
Whereas Taehyung, he has said he's going to do it and it is bad, but somehow we're still rooting for him.
Yeah.
To get his way.
You're right. We haven't seen her POV yet, really.
Yeah.
So I think maybe once we see that, we can gain like that empathy and understanding of like her view and like what she plans on doing. And then people are like, okay, girl, I'm rooting for you. Let's get this thing done. But it's just like, it's weird though, because like, I don't know. Cause I feel like between the three of them, it's like I guess there doesn't need to necessarily be like a villain, but like, I guess the villain could be just the dad, but I don't know. I feel like one of them has to turn bad in some way for this to work. You know what I mean? Like, someone has to turn to the dark side.
Yeah.
And I feel like, you know, in any show, that would be In-Ha's character. But, like, yeah. I'm really not sure at this point, like, how it's going to go.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. I think if anyone were to become the villain, granted, because they're all morally gray.
Mm-hmm.
All of them are a villain.
Yeah, yeah. That's true, yeah.
But I do see Haewon probably teaming up with either the mother or the dad, more likely the dad, to throw these two guys under the bus.
Oh my gosh. Wow. Or to even like put them against each other.
Yes.
Like, yeah. Wow. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, girl, you're just like flowing with the theories. And I'm just sitting here not even realizing that the CEO could be Tao's dad. So I'm just like, oh, yeah, that's really good.
I'm so obsessed with the show, and it's only two episodes.
I know.
It's consuming me. So, yeah.
No, it's very all consuming. That's literally how I felt when I was watching it. I was like, this is riveting. Like, I was like not distracted. I was never bored. I like was like, what is going to happen? And I felt like they just packed in so much. And I'm invested. So yeah, absolutely loved it. Was there anything else you wanted to add before we, I think our decision is clear, but before we wrap it up.
I'm good.
Okay. So Carol, are you going to continue watching The Impossible Heir?
I mean, after giving it some deep thoughts, I... Girl, of course. I'm going to continue. What? So this is what, as some of you may know, my dad is visiting. I actually sent him, I came home 2 days ago, and during dinner, I was like, hey, Dad, so would you mind like going down to your suite on Wednesdays and Fridays? Because those days, I just want the time to myself. just because I want to get these two episodes. I don't want any interruptions. I don't want any questions. Like, nah, this is important. So now I have Wednesdays to sit and watch the two episodes and Fridays to like gush about it with my girlfriends. So
I love that so much. Just, you're like, okay, Dad, you got to go on this day. You just got to give me my space.
I need my space.
Yeah. I love it. Same here. Like, shouldn't be anybody surprised. I'm obsessed. I will be watching every week. I'm literally like, I cannot wait till Wednesday because I'm like so invested already. And I haven't, you know, had this feeling in a while. So I'm very, very, very excited to watch our next few episodes. But
we should do this again. It's
going to happen.
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. You're always welcome. So yeah, I'm just so happy to have you here. You're the perfect person to talk about this show with. So thank you, Carol.
Thank you, Naz. Thank you for inviting me. And let's see if some of our theories come true.
Yes, yes. Stay tuned. We'll see what happens. Oh my goodness. But yes, you all, thank you so, so much for listening. And let me know what you thought about The Impossible Heir. Do you agree with me and Carol's thoughts and our takes? How we convinced you to watch it if you haven't watched it yet? Let me know. But I will talk to y'all later. Bye.
Bye.